Yes, we do.
But this headshot's pretty good.
This is Adam Green. This is a song called Friends of Mine, which is actually a really good song. He's a really cool guy. Comes into my work occasionally.
Sounds like Neil Young.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
We fall in love by
good stuff. The chorus is really what makes it, but we don't have time to get the choruses here.
I think we have plenty of time.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Excuse me. We're going to wait. We're just going to stand here for a second. Everybody shut up.
No matter what you think is true, let me introduce you to some friends of mine. Oh.
Okay, that's what I was essentially waiting for as a friends of mine. This is Point of Order. This is a 2-hour long Point of Order. So sit down. Grab your things.
Get your coffee.
Get your coffee, your weed, your coke, your heroin, your LSD, your crystal meth, your special K, your amphetamines, your GHB, your liquor, and possibly some aspirin for later if you do all that.
Right.
Listen, River Phoenix, we ain't got time for this. I, of course, am Joe Sonnenblick.
And I am Jason Bogdan. And back to my right
is Stephen McGrath. And to my right is the wonderful
Linda Peralta.
How's it going, everybody? And Tom Tenney's joining us in the hello zone. So, what do you want to start off
with?
Well,
let's go to Josh Brown.
Okay.
Right? Because,
That's a problem.
Talk about drop balls.
Yeah,
that's a real problem.
So, the NFL saying that they're going to be tougher on domestic violence.
Right? Lying.
So, to be tougher on something, you have to have a plan.
Right.
You have to execute that plan.
Right.
So they're like, okay, let's develop a plan. They developed a plan, and then they just don't follow through with it. Or at least to the letter of the law, I guess.
Yeah, and it's look, this whole, even go back to the Ray Rice thing, right? People are like, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And
it was terrible.
Yeah. It's awful.
But
it's awful.
People hearing about
that
it,
happened.
They're like, oh, this is terrible. And then the video comes out and they're like, oh, wow, now this is really bad.
Right.
But, you know, you need the video to really drive it home. Anyway, so then Josh Brown, you know, his wife brings up these allegations and it's like, well, all right. Maybe,
allegations.
You
know.
Yeah.
And then he admits it, right?
In a
he
journal.
Admitted
he
it.
Wrote. Like 5 paragraphs in a journal, how he beat her regularly. Over 20 times. How he cheated on her because he didn't feel like a man. But then when he cheated on her and beat her, he felt like a god. And it's the only way he could express himself and all this. Hey.
Some real psycho shit.
Yeah. You're fired. Yeah.
Right.
You're a nasty woman.
You're a nasty man, but, Josh Brown.
But here's the
bad
thing.
Hombre.
Yeah,
he's a bad hombre.
Wrong.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Says the Giants fan.
No, but here's the thing. The Giants dropped the ball too.
Of course.
You don't have to wait for the
NFL. No, fire him.
Make a decision.
Just fire him.
Or not sign him.
And then Fry a Tuck Diddler coach over there says, oh, we're not turning our back on Josh Brown. Turn your back
him. Public opinion says, you turn your back on him.
Yeah, turn your back. Turn your back on the guy that beats his wife.
I'm ready to watch Ben McAdoo turn his back and walk out.
I've heard people defend Josh Brown. They're like, how did they get this journal? Isn't that like confidential? Like the stuff that he does in therapy and all that.
That's
and
crazy.
Like they're like, oh, what's the proof?
He confessed anyway to somebody.
Right.
Once the book,
that's
is
why he
open,
got one game.
Once any book is open, journal, Mein Kampf, whatever. Yeah. It is public domain.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah,
you put it in the wrong hands. You trusted the wrong person. It doesn't matter if you trusted the wrong person. You beat your wife. You cheated on your wife. I mean, cheating is not a crime, but beating is a crime.
Right.
You can't beat.
No.
You can't really cheat either.
No, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
No.
No, it's
but you,
very
no,
frowned upon.
I mean, but it's a moral crime.
Right.
Beating. Beating is a crime.
Yeah, right.
That's a crime.
Exactly.
But look, the NFL... is not the NFL is not sending a message that it's okay to beat your wife. So I don't want to go that.
No,
far.
No. But they just don't have a plan in case you beat your wife.
Well, exactly.
No, their concern is sneakers and ratings.
Yeah, Brandon Marshall sneakers are their main concern.
And not allow the youth and celebrations.
Yeah, play 60.
But no, the problem is he's a kicker. He could have easily been like last year or 2 years ago when he signed the thing. Been like, oh, you did that. Sorry. Next, because kickers come and go like nothing, you know, like especially.
It's true.
I mean, you can replace him in 2 seconds,
good.
Which they did.
He is very good.
I'm not defending.
I know what you're saying. He is very good, so it is one of there are certain kickers who are better than others.
They replaced him with a bum.
I would understand the sort
Gabagool.
Gabagool.
But what's funny is if they would have looked at it before they signed his contract, they probably could have gotten someone better than what they're having to deal with now.
Sure,
because now it's all in a scramble.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't go into the season thinking, well, maybe this guy beats his wife, so we better have a backup.
But you already knew though.
No, they probably just thought it was all swept under the rug by that. They're like, okay, you get the one game and that's it.
What is it about the New York sports teams this year? This guy may be a rapist. Let's trade for him. This yeah. guy beats his wife. Let's give him a contract.
Yeah. No, it's...
I was listening, though. I don't remember if I saw it first at Yankee Stadium or at City Field, but there was like an anti-domestic violence like video shown before the game.
City Field. Yeah. I was with you.
I think I saw it also at Yankee Stadium, though. And I've heard all New York teams have okayed doing this, including the Knicks, except for the Jets and Giants.
Let's not blame the Jets and Giants. No, I know what you're saying, but the NFL's got their, you know, their company is going to take a major bath this year because ratings are down 22%. Okay.
Well, Colin Cowherd was
20 penalties, man.
No, but he's saying that this election year, like the way that it's taking a lot of coverage away from the NFL. So maybe
I would never correlate that.
Like, I mean,
Trump equals ratings.
Sure.
So
no doubt.
No matter what he does, no matter what he says, no matter where he is.
But look, on this show every week, right? We close with doing the NFL picks.
Right.
How many times do we say that's a shitty game? I'm not interested.
Many.
There just doesn't. Feel
there are many.
Like,
yeah, it doesn't feel. And also, I think it was Lebatard who brought up this point. The league is getting younger. The league itself, there are no big playmakers like there used to be. The quarterbacks of old are fading away. The wide receivers of old are fading away. Like the Mosses, the Steve Smiths, the guys you used to tune in for. I mean, you have Odell Beckham Jr., yeah. sure. But there are like maybe five guys now that you really... J.J. Watt, that was big, yeah. him going out.
Yeah.
Injuries have taken their toll. Fantasy's not the same this year. Even Madden sales, I looked up, are down 17%.
Yeah, I mean, but that can also be. Because
I know that
put out
that
the same
could be
fucking game every year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I played it once. It's poopy. It's poopy. I'm sorry. You want a video game? You get the FIFA. You go get the FIFA because it's real, man. It's real. It gives you tremors. It's
or
so real.
You wait until the Civil War game comes out. That's gonna be.
When the hell is that coming out?
No, it's the World War.
No,
I
World War One. That came out already.
I skipped ahead.
Came out.
Yeah. That's the prequel.
I didn't get it yet.
You skipped behind. Yeah.
Battlefield 1. I hear it's great.
Yeah.
Is it great, Steve?
I haven't played it.
All right.
Steve still goes to Blockbuster. A little known fact.
I own a Blockbuster. Little known fact. I'm tanking here.
You got the stock.
Yeah. All right. So what's the score at a Giants Rams right now? What do you got?
10-10.
It wasn't 17-17.
No, I don't know where I got
that. I don't know where you got that from.
No, that was a lie.
Yeah, 10-10. All right, the Rams' defense is actually better, much improved this year. Giants
have been a pretty good defensive team. It's just they've never been able to put it together offensively.
Right.
They still can't.
And
so
it goes...
Case Keenum doesn't stir your drink?
No.
It goes back to the fact that this will make Jared Goff a bust, doing what they're doing to him. I think he's got to take his lumps.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers didn't take his lumps.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers waited 4 years behind maybe the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right.
I mean, you're waiting behind Case Keenum.
He's also on a Jeff Fisher team.
Right, I understand that.
A Jeff Fisher team is a 7-9 team.
Or 8-8.
Or 8-8. Yeah, they're 3-3 so far. So, yeah, it could swing either way.
I didn't want to watch this guy. I think another thing the NFL has to do away with, they don't care about American football in London. They really don't.
They got 75,000 people there today.
Okay, good. Who'd they tell them was there? Neil yeah. Sedaka? Is Neil Sedaka playing? You know, is Gary Glitter diddling kids in the arena?
It was the British Bulldog against Bret Hart.
Oh, wow. In a death match.
Yeah, well, sure.
It was Dennis Byrd against God.
With Jose Fernandez as a special guest referee.
Ugh. It'd be another lost episode. Anyway.
I don't mind these 9:30 games, though.
Me either, because that's usually when I'm up. So,
yeah.
But they interfere with my
soccer.
Premier League.
That's true.
They interfere with me trying to watch. Because, I mean, the Giants-Rams, it's not a game I would normally watch, but just because we do this, and I hate the Giants, and I, you know. But now I had Man City and Southampton. If it was Bournemouth and Middlesbrough, I wouldn't have watched it.
But I also, you know, we're talking about playmakers, right? I'm still intrigued by Todd Gurley. And we were talking about this before we came here.
I'm getting less intrigued every week.
I remember when I wanted to trade you, Gronkowski, for Gurley straight up, and you said no.
Well, that's because Jordan Reed, they had the same bye week, but now Jordan Reed hasn't played for like the last 2 weeks. So
he's got a lot of bye weeks.
Yeah.
I do think that eventually Gurley's going to break out. I hope it's not today, but I do like watching him to see what he does.
Yeah, I don't need
an exciting player.
I'm 4-2. I started off the season 4-0. I don't need Todd Gurley to eventually break out. I need 200 fucking yards. Okay, I understand. I need one game. Did he break 100 yet this year?
Yeah, he did.
One?
He had a couple of good games this year. I think he had like two.
Yeah, the first two.
Yeah,
that's why I'm 4-0.
He's supposed to have a great game every week.
And Latavius Murray got hurt. I picked up Spencer Ware, but Latavius Murray got hurt, so it's, you know, it's one of those things. Now let's jump to somebody who's innocent. I'm going to Derrick Rose for a minute.
Yeah, and I definitely have an opinion on this because a lot of people, after the fact, after he was acquitted, not only acquitted, but like totally cleared of like this is of wrongdoing in a civil court, they're like, ooh, isn't it a bad look that a potential rapist would, like, so you're already viewing him as a rapist even after he's cleared. It's so
a,
it's like,
I'm not viewing him as a rapist, but it is a bad look. It's a bad look.
It's the problem with that logic, though, is that any one of us could walk out of this room, mm-hmm. bump into a woman on the street,
right.
and she could say we raped her. Right? So I'm just saying that you can accuse anyone of right. anything. And the problem is when you're a high-profile celebrity...
Do you not look up where you, when you walk?
I know. I walk with my hands out like this. Yeah. In a grabbing motion. Yeah. There is a greater stigma when you're an athlete and you are accused of something. It is much harder to come back from. Am I saying he's innocent? No. Am I saying he's guilty? No. I'm just saying that when you are a high-profile... That it is a bad look, and that's unfair.
Well, the only thing he's guilty of is running a train on this woman, which is, you know...
Which
is morally wrong.
And video-worthy.
But not criminally wrong, which is what we're talking about.
Is it morally wrong, though?
I mean, it's kinky.
It depends if everyone's consenting to it.
I mean, right. Yeah,
The overall...
Some people get paid $5,000 to have a train run on them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I looked it up.
And see, that's the thing, and that's where men have to be very careful, is the simple fact that... Even if a woman saying okay, there's a possibility that they regret it and they're
Dean.
You're gonna get screwed.
Greatest night of my life.
Looking up how much it cost to get a train run on me, but not actually
That's
doing
true,
it.
That's true, because they also had she also had a relationship, at least somewhat of a relationship with him. I know we've talked about it before. Not much of a relationship, four times a year, which is I would not call that person my girlfriend. So I mean, obviously she felt a certain way and Rose didn't. He broke it off. And then 2 years later, hello lawsuit. You know.
Yeah, and I mean, it also comes from the fact to me that Derrick Rose was sort of an athlete on the slide too.
Right.
You know, and she looked at it as, hey, this guy's not perceived well anyway.
Right.
In my opinion.
I don't think she even cared.
Well, she wanted money.
She wanted money. She didn't want fame.
She wanted no fame.
Because she was a Jane Doe. We don't know her name. So obviously she's not looking for the fame. She was looking for the dough.
She texted.
Jane Doe, looking for the dough.
She texted. Wow. Humor. She texted her friend saying, listen, are you going to back me up here? Are you going to help me out and say what I need you to say?
I'm going
to
give you $1 million. Whatever.
Man, he raped me too. Yeah. I would have said whatever you, $1 million. I hate Derrick Rose. I hate tulips too. And I would have said
not
horrible.
A good joke.
That's not a good joke. But I said it was a good joke. But I'm going off his Lawrence Welk style of humor.
Well, remember
this is already going. This is on the slide.
Well, remember the time Joe fell asleep in your apartment? You put your ass on his face.
Yes.
He technically now could sue you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because I think that's violent. He doesn't. I don't even think he knows
this. I don't know. Statute. Mm. Look at this. I need to get my lawyer on the phone.
I'll give you $700,000 to corroborate. Are you going to call Catrano and lose it?
I thought you were the lawyer here.
Yeah. He's
I'm a paraplegic.
You're a paraplegic.
I'm a paraplegic paralegal.
So let's go.
That's a good TV show.
Well, I just wanted to bring this point up really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. The other night, again, I watched the Knicks preseason.
Yep. You're feeling good.
I'm feeling really good. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling really good because when Joakim Noah is there and is healthy. You're right.
Yeah.
When he can go,
he moves.
He's still fast.
Yeah.
For a big man, he's very fast. And I don't know if you saw this, and when they were in Boston, a kid was making fun of him from like five rows back about his free throw.
Right.
And Joakim Noah was yelling at the kid. It was pretty great. I mean, I really don't like the Celtics, but I've gained more respect for the Celtics since Brad Stevens came on, because that's a head coach.
Yeah, well, he also like ruined their tank. Because they were like supposed to tank for another couple of years, and like,
but they're good.
But now they are.
He's getting play out of them.
But I'm saying, like,
I mean, he's only this is his third year,
right?
I mean, last year they won what 46 games?
Didn't they win? Yeah, at least close to that because they made the playoffs.
They were like a 5 seed, 6 seed.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they if I think they were aiming for another couple of years of tank because they got the Nets. Number one picks, and they also got like you know their own picks, so they're trying to build. But they sort of had to rebuild quickly because they actually worked sort of good. So
I mean that Isaiah Thomas move was big,
Right.
He is really something.
He's an all-star.
He's undersized. But and I think that's why the Kings gave up on him. And
they're also the Kings.
Well, yeah. And he was on the Pistons, nice too, wasn't he? No.
No.
Not thinking of Brandon Jennings. Yeah, he was on the Kings, and they gave up on him. And now the Kings are, I think Darren Collison is facing some sort of suspension, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he did a...
Did a little cocaine?
There was some crime happening.
Yeah, a little crime?
Yeah, some
little
crime.
Crime cane? Whatever. But I really do believe in the Knicks, and I think, man... It's just looking better and better. They made some cuts. They cut Cle Anthony early. Did you see that?
No.
Well, they can re-sign him to the D-League.
Yeah.
Which is probably what they're going
to
do.
And they cut Ingles.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, and there was another kid that was supposed to be
Chasen Randall.
Yeah, that kid.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be.
He was very good in Summer League.
In Summer League.
Yeah, but.
But, you know, I mean, you never know with that stuff.
I mean, he's not going to take the place of Brandon Jennings.
Well, no.
Cle Anthony early is a bust, right? We can move forward.
I don't think he was ever supposed to be. Like the safety.
Well, yeah, it was a second round pick.
Maybe we were happy to have a pick.
Yeah, true.
Right. We were happy to have a fucking pick.
Right.
You said it should have been a third round pick? I think Carmelo Anthony told you personally, as the story goes, Anthony Early is the real deal when he was trying on hats.
Yeah.
So
he lied a lot.
Yeah. He lied.
Well, I mean, he
he lied to me.
We now have Cle Anthony Early's probably better teammate in Ron Baker. Who is going to be off the bench, sort of our shooting guard there. I mean, he can ball, too.
Mm-hmm.
All the white people that Phil Jackson got can ball. All the white people.
They sound like weathermen from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but what about the Mandingus Cunnilingus? Oh, yeah. That dude?
Mandingus like, Cunnilingus.
That's hour two, folks.
That's it. Yeah, that's our favorite movie ever made, Mandingus Cunnilingus.
Whatever his name, he can handle the ball.
Starring Chyna and Sean Waltman.
So again, I will say this about the Knicks. If they all stay healthy, it's going to be a very exciting season.
It's going to be so good.
I
know you don't.
I'm going to give my two weekly things. If they get hurt, they're going to win 38 games. And if the Mets had Daniel Murphy, they'd be in the World Series.
Well, wrong, because the Nationals aren't in the World Series.
I'm not wrong. I'm wrong.
Wrong. You're a nasty woman.
Stop looking at me.
Well, you're the only woman here. Well, the guy is wearing a purple shirt.
It's purple?
Yeah. So, what I want to see more of from the Knicks, especially, I want to see a lot more inside game. They need some inside stuff this year, and I think they're going to do it. They're going to do a little bit more with Porzingis, Hernan Willy Gomez. This guy is real, man.
Yeah, yeah. I like
this guy is real deal.
Yeah, we got him. He was a second round pick.
Yeah.
So
the only piece of this puzzle that is wet and does not fit into our jigsaw is Kyle O'Quinn. I cannot stand this person.
Right.
It's I'm seeing the
Chutzpah?
No. Improvement was the word I was looking for. No improvement over last season. It looks like the same shit. Oh, you're going to foul me? I'm going to pump fake. You're going to foul me? I'm going to pump fake. I'm not going to dunk. I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't, it's a 6'9" center. It
just
doesn't work.
Dunk the ball. Yeah. Dunk it. It's just, you're there.
He doesn't jump very high.
You're bigger than everybody else for the most part. Jump the ball. I mean, dunk the ball. Jump it. Fuck it. Yeah. Do what you have
Lick
to
it.
Do.
Pop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Twist. Do what you have to do to get that ball in the hoop, man. That's why I don't believe in Kyle O'Quinn. I also don't believe in Lance Thomas. I don't think he's going to have a place on this team this year.
Yeah, he will. I mean, and Kyle O'Quinn, I mean, it's like, you guys ever seen Jack?
Yeah.
Just tell him to stand on the hoop and put his arms up.
I really feel like that's the trade that guy Simpson, who came into the shop, was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I really think it's going to be Lance Thomas and or Kyle O'Quinn. I think there's going to be a trade in the middle
of
the year.
It's not a blockbuster deal.
No, but I mean, you can get a second round pick for one of those guys.
Sure.
Yeah, but you need somebody to come off the bench for Melo. You need someone to come off the bench for Noah. Like, you can't just get a second round piece and then not replace
him. Well, I would insert Hernan Willy Gomez as the primary backup to Noah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I would do that. And
he very well might fit into that couple weeks on the line.
For small forward, I mean, if Melo's going to play small forward, so I would let Ron Baker take a shot at it.
At what?
Small forward.
I guess.
6'4".
He's 6'4". That's undersized for a small forward. But he can, as long as he's on the wing, he can shoot. That dude can shoot.
And they let go of Big Lou, Sweet Lou.
Yeah.
Sweet Lou Holmanson. Yeah.
I can't believe he's been on the team for like 2-3 years.
Greatest
he's
got air in the NBA.
Got a nice backpack too.
Yeah,
got a nice leather Herschel backpack. $200, like half his salary. $200.
That you said he must be fucking somebody's. Who's the Nick? Is Lou Holmanson the one that you've always hated that you've trashed last couple.
I didn't like Lou, but I don't
know. No, Langston Galloway.
Langston Galloway was. Galloway. Oh, I really hated Langston Galloway.
Oh, I didn't hate Langston. I liked him.
Who was our starting power forward that horrible year, the 17-65 year? Quincy Acey.
Quincy Acey.
That name sent shivers down my whole body. I fucking hate that bum. Quincy Acey, Sasha Vujacic. Yeah, you're going to win.
Well, I was I sent Steve this again last night. I was watching the Shit Knicks Fans Say video from years ago. And, you know, you get a lot of dated names. Jared Jeffries.
One of your favorites.
That was my man.
One of your favorites. He was awful.
Loved
him. He was first-rate bad. The first time around and the second time around, he was first-rate bad. We shouldn't have given up on Jared Dudley, though. That was a mistake.
Well,
him and Melo don't get along.
I don't care. Just suck it up, sucker.
Melo has not sucked up anything in his entire career.
Yeah.
Is that Melo?
No, that's Alex. What's he telling? It better not be something stupid. It better not be what I think it could be.
Then don't look at it.
All right.
I hope you're mentioning your team fucking sucks as the Knicks, which they probably don't. They don't suck.
Not yet. Give them time.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chicago because, you know, something big happened there last night.
I wasn't watching.
It was a robbery.
A gun violence.
No one got shot.
Cubs go to the World Series.
Yep.
What are you guys thinking?
And Kershaw just gave it up in that first inning.
That's because they overworked that guy.
They did.
He overworked him.
His playoff ERA, though, is the worst.
Sucks.
Might be the worst in history. Mm-hmm. It's like over a seven. Over a seven.
Yeah, but he was doing well this postseason. He was playing
so
well.
So what? He was pitched well against us last postseason. Doesn't mean anything.
Well, I mean, the fact is that you keep trotting him out there in relief and starting in middle relief and hot dog sales and all that. You know,
how are the bathrooms?
Oh, yeah, the bathrooms are good.
It depends.
They're five.
If you don't put Kershaw in, you could argue.
They can lose, right. But they got clobbered.
They should not have put Kershaw in to close out that game.
Save for game seven. Not.
Well, I mean, Kenley Jansen is supposed to be one of the five best closers in baseball.
Yeah, but didn't Kershaw, you only went like five or six innings, right? So how are you going to have your closer after three innings?
Gave up five runs.
Right.
Yeah, so. Five runs. That's why he went five or six innings. The guy gave up five. I did watch a little bit of it at her place yesterday. What I saw was a terribly put together lineup by Dave Roberts. That's awful. That's awful. Yasmani Grandal, 115. How are you? Hitting seven, 115. How are you doing? Where's Puig?
He's always worried about where the catcher's hitting the line.
No.
Yeah.
He was to the demise all right, of every game.
Where's Puig?
He didn't play?
No.
Who played the outfield?
I don't know. Josh Reddick in right.
Oh. Who pitched for the Cubs? Hendricks?
Yeah.
I didn't want the lefty.
Yeah. Who cares what you want? Put the guy that, after he came
tore
back,
it up.
Hit 500.
Tore it up.
I mean, come on, you fool.
I agree.
That's foolish shit. That's right out of the school of tear.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Puig pinch hit yesterday. He didn't get a hit.
Oh, of course not. Oh, pinch hit. You need to start. It's an elimination game. You must start your best players. And Josh Reddick ain't it. Sorry. And that fucking guy in left field who made that error, Tolles? Who the fuck is Tolles? I pay Tolles. I don't see Tolles.
You don't even drive.
I don't drive.
you walk into the Midtown Tunnel, you just hand them cash and walk through.
Listen, I hate both of those teams that played yesterday. I hate them with a fervency that I can't understand sometimes.
I can't trace how much I hate the Cubs anymore. Because I don't know when this started. I honestly think it started last year. Because 2-3 years ago, I was like, oh, you know, it'd be nice to see the Cubs win. I was happy with that.
Right. I don't get it.
But ever since we played them in the postseason,
we killed them.
There is this, but I know, but there seems to be, I may be misdiagnosing here, an air of entitlement around Cubs fans now.
No,
because all of a sudden their team has gotten better.
It's been that way for years.
So.
They blame everything else. Bartman, how about your team plays better?
Yeah.
How about that shit? That's bullshit. A goat. Yeah, I know. A goat cost you the World Series. A black cat. Whatever. You're all a bunch of idiots. New York, L.A., Indianapolis, and then you got Chicago like ninth behind Terre Haute, Indiana. You know?
I don't get it because they sucked for so long, much like the Mets, and then they became good. They won over 100 games.
They're not the Mets.
I know they're not the Mets, but there's no reason why you should hate them.
I hated the Red Sox. I didn't want the Red Sox to break their curse either. I hate all teams.
You don't hate the Red Sox.
I don't hate the Red Sox. I didn't want them to break their curse, though.
I don't know what it is about the Cubs. It's I can't
ESPN
trace
is Cub Network.
Yeah.
By the way,
that's because they want a good story to happen.
No, they have all Midwestern reporters. Sarah Spain is from Chicago. Sage Steele is from Chicago. These are all Cub people. I hate Cubs fans. I think they're on par with Yankee fans as
that's
the most entitled,
true.
Scummy
what are you
fucks.
Talking about?
They're entitled. They haven't won any. Not the Yankees, but the Cubs haven't won anything in 108 fucking years. Their team hasn't been to a World Series in 74.
They can't
fucking
be excited.
Years.
They can't be excited.
I'm not excited.
So what?
Who cares?
So no, you realize,
who cares?
You realize no
but you're saying that they can't be excited because it bothers you.
I understand.
It doesn't bother me. I don't watch it.
Their excitement.
The fact that I have to talk about it bothers. I hate baseball when the Mets aren't involved.
So who do you like in a World Series?
The Indians in five.
No, I want the Cubs. Oof. I think Epstein really is good. Guess what he did to Red Sox?
I want Tito to stick it in Epstein's ass.
Just hour two.
I think the Indians are going to win. I do. I just think they are the more complete team.
They are a better team. Party at Napoli's, motherfucker.
This guy's crazy. I mean, the way he's hitting right now is nuts.
And he drinks like a fish. You see this guy pound like 12 beers
at once.
Essentially, in his big mitts, he took 5 beers and just drank them like stone cold.
I just worry about the Cubs. I don't know if they can close it out.
The Cubs are like the Royals; they'll swing at anything. So they have those hitters.
You know, it worked for the Royals.
It did work for the Royals, but it's not going to work against Kluber. It's not going to work against Carrasco. It's not going to work against who's their third? Tomlin.
Tomlin.
It's not going to work. Andrew Miller is here to let you know that hey, I wasted my time in New York. Wasted. They wasted.
You know what's
me.
Very interesting? Both closers or both setup people
sure.
that the Yankees traded.
Yeah, you weren't here last week. Yeah, we mentioned that.
You did.
Yeah.
It's like
good
Yankees
work.
Yankees are in the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I hope you got the prospects back. I hope you got their necessary because what you gave up was awesome.
Yeah, no, they did.
But that's the thing. We didn't have. What was the point of having a closer if there was nothing to close?
The best trade they made was the Beltran trade. I think. They got that kid McKinney.
I think all three trades are great.
I just hope they pan out.
I think Gleyber Torres is a bust. I don't believe in Gleyber Torres. His numbers aren't great.
It's also hard, you know?
Well, of course it is. Baseball is the hardest sport to get a person right.
So
it is the absolute most difficult sport to get a human being right.
Yeah, because you can get him right in the fifth round. You get
or
right
Mike
in
Piazza
eighth,
in the 68th round.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. 62nd, excuse me. It doesn't matter.
If the Cubs pitching holds up, they'll win. But I don't see...
John Lester's a choke artist.
John Lester's a choke... I don't believe in Kyle Hendricks.
Me neither.
I mean, his numbers say different. Mets got to Arrieta last year, so...
Arrieta, while his numbers look good, I had the guy on my fantasy team. It wasn't a great year for Arrieta. He went 18-6. I know the numbers look good.
It's a great year.
Yeah, ERA...
It was a great year.
ERA...
You won 20.
The last 10 or so games, his ERA was over 5.
I never look at wins and losses. I always look at ERA. I mean, wins and losses are important, right? But if you look at Randy Johnson was going 13-12 with an ERA of 2.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I don't look at wins and losses, but he faded towards the end of the season, Arrieta. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. It's exciting for baseball.
So,
I think it's exciting for baseball.
Yeah, whatever. So I was reading the Bleacher Report, which I know none of you dig on in terms of information.
I follow Bleacher Report.
So I was reading off-season landing spots for the 15 biggest free agents. Number one was Yonas Cespedes, and number two was Mark Trumbo.
Trumbo, interesting.
Trumbo, they have landing with us.
Huh.
They have Trumbo landing with us, and they
Cespedes
have
going where?
The Yankees.
Could be.
I see.
It's possible.
Yeah, it is possible. But let me throw this out at you.
Go ahead.
Cespedes back to the Red Sox, okay? Hanley Ramirez becomes their DH. Cespedes plays left.
Sure. That's sick.
Right?
Yeah. It's nuts.
I think that's where you can go and win quickly.
If this man goes to the Yankees, he will become the biggest public enemy this city has ever seen.
I'll get him.
Be careful what you say nowadays on the radio.
Peacefully.
Get you
I'll get you a coffee. I lost a bet and got him a coffee. That's what I meant.
Thank you to the New York Giants for beating the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
And I'm sipping on a free cappuccino.
Yes, free cappuccino for the man with the plan. But really,
the man with a... Never mind.
With plan B in his pocket. Wrong. If Cespedes does go to the Yankees, though, that means a trade has to happen for them, where they have to trade Ellsbury or Gardner. I would think it would be Gardner before Ellsbury. No.
Well,
I'll post this over there.
But how do you preemptively sign somebody in hopes for a trade? Because you have to
make the trade first.
But that has happened. That has happened where a guy is about to lose his shot. But the problem is you don't get shit in return because everybody knows they got you by the balls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those guys are not going to bring back a King's ransom anyway because they're on the downside of their careers. I think you get more for Gardner, honestly, than Ellsbury because Ellsbury's injury prone and he's way too much money.
Gardner had 250 this year, though.
Yeah, but he stays healthy, he plays, and he's one of those hard-nosed, crappy guys, blah, blah, blah.
Ellsbury stayed healthy this year, too.
For the first time in how many years?
Ever.
Well, we went through the
Yeah, we
numbers,
did go through this.
He was pretty,
I was wrong.
They weren't that bad.
They weren't
his
that bad.
Numbers?
Yeah, he's got okay numbers.
Oh, really? He had maybe 2 years.
Two in the beginning, where he was he missed.
Numbers last year in terms of, not injuries, but production.
I feel like he hit like 255, something like that, 260.
He's making like 18 million or something like that.
Nearly 20.
I mean, we're trying to load that off and McCann off too.
Yeah, she brought this up to me yesterday. The Braves are interested in McCann again.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you see who the Braves are trying to offer for McCann?
No.
Mike Foltynewicz.
Oh, the pitcher.
Now I urge all the Yankees front office, take that trick. And let me make money off the New York Yankees finally. Because Mike Foltynewicz, boy, is that guy a bum.
Well, it's Foltynewicz.
I don't care. I don't care where he gets his kielbasa. The guy's a bum.
He's awful.
He is. He's Eovaldi. He's Eovaldi
exactly.
Again.
I was
wrong about
Eovaldi. He throws hard, but he's another Eovaldi.
Right down the middle.
And the other one was Encirca?
Which, if the Yankees can pull that off,
no,
they're geniuses.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. He's good.
If the Yankees, they would have to offer a piece that they got in one of the trades, the Miller or Chapman trade, to get in Ciarte.
So
they would have to.
You know, we got the World Series coming up, but, you know, I want to spend...
Just ahead. For a second, Ellsbury was about a 263 last year.
How many home runs?
Nine.
Well, yeah.
How many RBIs?
Oh, yeah, sure.
56.
Yeah, right, he's bummed.
He's bummed. It's okay.
But
it's Eric Campbell
numbers. We couldn't bring anybody around anyway. That was a part of our problem. We would leave everyone on base.
Nine home runs. Oh, my God.
Could have Judge. Could have brought Judge up earlier. Didn't.
Yeah. let's spend it because you know if we got some listeners out there like the Blue Jays, let's talk about that.
Did he bet on that? I hope he didn't bet.
He did.
How much?
He did. Let's have him call.
He's Healy, he out of hiding.
Healy, do you have your hands? Do you have your legs? Do you have the dialing fingers? Still,
Healy's currently his mouth is duct taped and he's tied up.
Oh,
in a warehouse,
man. It's like Suicide Kings for him, isn't it?
So. I don't want to call it a collapse of the Blue Jays because, you know, whatever, but they clearly were the team with momentum.
So were the Red Sox.
Right? Man, their bats were frozen. Was it Casey Stern on the MLB Network who said, Jose Bautista is not a winning baseball player? And I read that and I was like, huh, that's interesting. And then I read his defense of it. He's right. Bautista comes up there with the, you know, second and third, one out, just trying to hit home runs, not trying to knock in a run with a sack fly or something like that. Bautista's a bitch. I think I feel that Bautista's just a bitch.
Okay.
His bat flip, all that stuff. So, look, at the end of the day, the Blue Jays were their own worst enemy, and they're now gone. They're a fascinating offseason because Encarnacion and Bautista are both free agents.
You bring back Encarnacion.
I think they want to bring him back. I'm not so sure he wants to go back. So, you know, we'll see.
I mean, he's an interesting point of his career. He's, what, like 34 or something like that? So he's probably going to want one more payday, but he probably wants to win a championship at some point. And Toronto is a good place to win.
It would probably be a two-year, $35 million deal, something like
that. I don't know if he takes that.
$17.5 million?
He might want a little more.
No,
What's the number? Every week we give this idiot the number.
718-928-9732. Oh, you must have remembered.
I texted him.
You're on.
Hello.
Oh, my
God.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, it is true, Joe. I do need to borrow that $20 that Jason owes me for my fantasy football win by 0.04 points.
What, are you living your phone? Step away from it.
That's true. Yes, we lost. I'm upset. Joe, can I borrow
$1,000?
Yeah.
You lost $1,000.
You lost $1,000?
Maybe more. So, I mean, that's what I need
was
to
it
cover,
still,
but yes.
You need to cover the $1,000?
I need some more. Let's talk about that.
Wait. No, wait.
I agree with you.
Wait, 1 second. Did you take points? Did you take the Blue Jays outright, or did you take the series?
I had odds for the Blue Jays to win the whole World Series.
What were the odds?
$2,000. 2.5 to 1.
What a foolish! It's got to be 5. You got to five is the only. Oh my God! 2.5.
Before the postseason started, it was 10 to 1. I waited too long. I did it after they swept Texas, which I thought they would just go on to sweep the Indians and sweep the Dodgers.
The Indians were 6 to 1 before the postseason started.
18-1 before the season started.
Yeah, it was a good bet.
All right. So tell us about Encarnacion, Healy.
I want him. I don't want Batista. Like you said, Batista's an asshole. He's a bum. He's not clutch. Encarnacion does what he has to do. He's humble about it, although there is allegations against him from Long Island, by the way.
STDs or some shit, right?
Yeah. I actually know a person that knows the girl, and she's very adamant that he gave her something.
Is it the hot dog hooker, Kathy Scalia?
Nah, no.
No, remember that? Remember the hot dog hooker?
What? Healy, you know, you can't say Batista's not clutch. That's not fair, considering how many big moments this guy's provided. You mean the Texas home run? He hit one.
Yeah, how things change in a year.
Yeah, and also this postseason, didn't he hit a huge go-ahead home run in the eighth inning or something?
Yeah.
So it's not that he's not clutch. It's just that
he's not clutch.
There's moments where he comes up and does absolutely nothing.
Yeah, so
well, that's not clutch.
He's not a team player, I think, is the...
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But I don't see the Blue Jays. I don't see the Blue Jays doing well next year. You know,
yeah.
I don't see it. They're going to lose potentially two of their best hitters.
It's still amazing. Get rid of Dickey, by the way. Can I get?
Thank you.
No, you have to keep him forever.
No, yeah. We were stuck with that. Did I know that? Did I know that that guy had one good year in him and some sucker team, thank you, Toronto, would take the bait, would take the bait and give us the world. Thanks for the world and Travis d'Arnaud.
Yeah, exactly. No, actually, you know what? D'Arnaud and Tolley were kind of a wash at this point.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But Healy, have a good life. What's the score of the Jets game? Giants game? See you later.
10-10. We suck. But Cubs are winning the World Series. Have a good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Well, no, they're not.
I don't know if you want to take betting advice from...
yeah, guy's 1,000 in the hole.
As
2.5 to 1.
Comes down her web here, live. You see this?
No.
Anybody see the spider just coming down?
No, that's all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
2.5 to 1. I don't understand that. I mean, you got to take way more. It's got to be 4, at least for me to even think about that bet.
Well, when
you were not, you would not take $1,000.
Not $1,000. No.
But when they were 10 to 1, that would have been an interesting bet.
The Mets to open the season were 5.5 to 1 to win the World Series. And then.
Which is crazy. Well, no, because I'm thinking about the
open the season,
Yeah.
Then to open the postseason, they were 18 to 1 to win the World Series. I mean, I would have put $50 down on that just to, you know.
Just to
lose $50.
Just in case you felt like losing $50.
Hey, and just in case you feel like listening to some old vinyl records, why don't you come on down to 1345 DeKalb. You get ready to dance with Radio Free Brooklyn's newest partner, Secondhand Records. It's the newest addition to our RFB studios. You can get a 12-inch, a 45, LPs, whatever you want. If you can dance to it, we sell it. SecondhandRecordsNYC.com. Come on in. Tell them Joe sent you. They'll mark up the prices.
These are friendly prices.
These prices are so friendly, they're diddling you in the parking lot.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, there's no parking lot.
But if you want to be diddled in a parking lot, and you
look,
have a quarter
look like
or
Bob
a nickel
McAdoo,
or a dime.
Ben McAdoo, whatever. What's his name? Is it Ben or Bob?
Ben.
All right.
Bob McAdoo?
Bob McAdoo, the old basketball player, diddle kids.
So we got 20 minutes left, and, you know, the second hour, we'll intersperse in some sports. We're going to go mostly movies.
Yeah, we got a second hour, and thanks to the Stroll Show for giving us their second hour. They can't be here this week, so hopefully the Stroll Show fans are listening in as well. Thanks to those guys. They're really cool guys, and their show's really fucking good.
Yeah, and I hope everything works out for them in court today.
So yeah, that's good. They're in court?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Just trying to get their listenership up for next week.
Damn.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah, yes, true. The court of public opinion.
They went to the junta.
Isn't that where you got married?
This guy climbed an elephant.
I did.
I was there.
With my bare hands.
But enough about his ex-conference.
Yeah. Mara was an elephant.
Let's go to the little football here.
All right.
Big day for the old Jetropolitans.
Not really. Not particularly.
It's, I would like to say that the reins are being handed over, but it's more like the keys to a totaled car being handed over.
Yeah,
it's true.
So Gino, it's Gino time.
It's yep. Gino time.
Gino coming in. The team is
1-55. 1-55.
The same record as my fantasy team.
So
really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So Fitzpatrick continued.
Who's your quarterback?
Now Tom Brady.
Who was?
It was Derek Carr, and before that it was.
Wow, you had three quarterback changes
in
5 weeks.
I got rid of Russell Wilson,
which is which everyone would tell you was nuts, but it's obviously not. It's the right move.
Well, it's not. Yeah.
I need someone to score me points. So I was like, I can't have.
Yeah, points are really they sparse
were hard,
this year.
They were hard to come by. Yeah, especially for Russell Wilson. The Seahawks.
I think the most points I had this year was 107, and I'm 4-2.
Ooh, man, I need to be in your league. Jesus Christ. But
I'm 4-2 in our league and 2-4 in Healy's league.
Yeah, I mean, it had to happen. And I texted you guys last week. I was like, if he doesn't change it now or next week, I want him fired.
Yeah.
Now, I realize with coaches, like specifically head coaches that are rookies and come in, they need a couple years. Because you look at Bill Belichick, he was nothing for 4 years. He was in Cleveland, you know, Baltimore and all
that.
Like, I realize it takes time.
With us for one day.
Yeah, for one day. But the thing is, I realize that some of these coaches need time, but then something like that, where if you can't see that initially, then you have no instincts as a coach. I mean, yeah, maybe you have some wrong instincts here and there, maybe on some calls, maybe on some plays, but I'm like, obviously something has to change, and what do you have to lose? If you kept trotting him out there, you're sending a bad signal.
See, my thing is, I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't – just lose.
Right.
Now you're 1-5. You're essentially 12 games back in a division. You're so far back, you can't even catch the Bills. So just fucking lose. I don't care who you bring out there, but my problem with Geno Smith only is that he does not deserve to be a quarterback. That's all. Just too many instances off the field. I'm not talking about on the field. Off the field and on the field. He got punched in the face. $600. Yeah. You got punched in the face, you idiot.
That's
wait
his
a minute.
Fault.
Go away.
Wait a minute.
I read this the other day, and somebody brought that up as like, well, Geno Smith is so mature, he got punched in the face. Explain that to me.
How is a person not punching him in the face for $600 not immature?
How is you asking for $600 after signing bonus of nearly $5 million?
But he gets punched in the face.
He didn't ask for
face.
$600.
He asked for the $600 back. Yes, he did.
He didn't give him the $600.
Because he...
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Is this Josh?
No, man, this is Ahmed.
What's up, Ahmed?
How's it going?
All right, it's
Geno
going.
Geno Smith is going to happen for you, all right?
Yeah.
It's time. Because he can throw the ball at least deeper than 20 yards or whatever.
And so can Fitzpatrick, which is why he's benched.
I mean, Fitzpatrick is throwing interceptions all over the place. So
and
what's
fumbles.
The difference, right?
Yep.
And fumbles. What's the difference? At least Geno can run, too. That's a threat.
True.
So, you know, they're going to lose, at least lose with him. Like, fuck Fitzpatrick.
At least we get to see him with Chan Gailey for the first time. Nobody's, like, pointing that.
But here comes
you're 1-5. Who cares?
You know what I like about it?
I'd rather see him with Charlie Chan.
He's got a relationship with the backup receivers with a none-one, guys like that.
That's true.
It might be a positive. You know, he's been practicing with those guys for a while. He's never played with Marshall, so give him some time. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Now, on another note, I'm hyped about this. The Knicks. I know you guys probably yapped about that already.
We did.
We look good. I like all of our foreign subs.
Isn't it nice?
Minkus and the Hernan Gomez's. It's so nice. Like, I don't even care about Rose. Like, you know, he did what he did. Whatever. He's a bonus if he comes back and he's good. Because Brandon Jennings looked good to me.
Brandon Jennings does.
He's very good.
Whoa.
He looks like he can run the point maybe a little bit better than Rose.
Healthier. That knee is healthy again.
Yeah. The Achilles.
The Achilles.
He's explosive, and he's got a thing going on with Kristaps, and I like it. It's good.
I said this, and I think we put $20. Did we put $20 down on this? Porzingis is going to finish in the top three of the MVP voting.
No, we didn't, but I'll put $1,000 on it.
Do 20.
I'll put a 20 on it.
I actually think that Melo's going to be the MVP this year.
Ooh.
Just because of all the talent around him, he can just do what he does, which is score.
Ahmed, you got somebody here that wants your money and is going to disagree with you.
Oh, my God. I'll take that bet any day of the week.
Listen, man, $20 is whatever. I bet you $20.
$20. I'm marking it down.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
We can put it in the books.
I got it in the book. I wrote it in today's Daily News.
Oh, did we? Can we check Slam Magazine?
Oh, the new
numbers. I want to see the guys who are now even further in front of Melo. I want to see that. Well, Ahmed, do you agree with that? Did you see that shit?
Honestly, like, Melo's better than a lot of those guys that they got up there.
I agree.
Like, on both sides of the court. Like, come on, man. Stop it. Slam is nobody. I haven't read that shit in 10 years.
I mean, Blake Griffin. I mean, how are you telling me that Blake Griffin is better than Carmelo Anthony?
He's not even close.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And there was one more. Chris Paul. Chris Paul, you want to talk about a born loser. That guy.
Nobody talks about him. It's so weird. They're like, oh, Melo never won a championship.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Chris Paul. Same, like, draft class. Same, like, whatever.
And he's had good players around him.
He's had good teams.
Yes, he has.
I mean, and
for years.
But he's a guy that'll single-handedly take you out of games, Chris Paul.
But can I say this,
though? Go ahead.
I feel like last season was their season, and just the injuries fucked them up because they were playing really good ball.
Remember when I said when the playoffs started, I said it was either going to be the Spurs or the Clippers?
They need a wing player, though. They haven't figured that out, and since Chris Paul's been there, they haven't had a... You see?
Yeah, he's fallen. J.J. Redick's a bum, and you're still relying on the guy that we... Oh, my God. The guy that we had.
Jamal Crawford.
Yeah. You're still relying on Jamal Crawford.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... How could you not draft a second guy? How could you let Austin Rivers walk?
Oh, because he's that great?
That's going to hurt them, too.
He was coming on, though, Steve. He's not going to change the whole game.
Can't play for daddy.
He was averaging 15 points a game his last few.
You
go ahead. All right. Let's see this.
He learned how to play defense from his father, which was important.
Ahmed, we're going to read the rest of the slam here. Let's see what we got.
So 14 was Blake Griffin.
Okay.
13 was Klay Thompson.
Okay.
12 was Kyrie Irving.
We said that,
11 was Chris Paul.
We said that.
10 was Damian Lillard.
Lillard. That's true.
9 was DeMarcus Cousins.
That's true.
Okay. 8 was Paul George.
That's not true.
Top 10.
Paul George is number 8? Wrong.
Wait. Paul George is better than Melo. I don't know about that one.
He's not a top 10 NBA player,
too. You know what it is? Like,
the Cousins is front of George.
All these guys ahead of him have in common is their ages. Like, everybody feels like Melo is past his prime now, and I don't see it yet.
Okay.
He hasn't dropped down less than 20 points a game.
I know.
So, I mean, he hasn't totally dropped out at all.
7.
James
this
Harden.
Is the thing. When he has a bad game, he scores 20 points and grabs 8 rebounds and shoots like 1 for whatever. But like, he still gets his 20 from the line. He's
James,
a good player.
James Harden's number 7?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Turnover machine. That guy.
Keep going.
Number 6 was Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis is quietly becoming a bust.
Yeah, he is.
He's quietly becoming. Guy can't stay healthy. He can't rebound anymore.
You can't get him to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean that. Well, let's be fair. That team stinks.
It stinks, but he's not elevating them.
Yeah, he can't stay healthy. Nobody is talking about this. We still believe Anthony Davis is a top 5, top 10 player. I don't think he is anymore.
Bro, I don't think he ever really was.
So fragile.
Got bad legs.
His year to shine was last year, and he
blew it.
Shit up again.
He blew it. Number 5.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah. Kawhi Leonard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He's better than Melo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number 3.
They haven't done that yet.
Okay. Okay. So 3 is gonna be Curry. 2 will be. LeBron.
LeBron's going to be 1.
Westbrook. I'm telling you.
Westbrook, Curry, LeBron.
You think so? Westbrook, Curry, LeBron?
1, 2, 3, man. That's an easy bet. In whatever order you want to put that, though. I mean, because they all could be the top guy at one point.
Let me tell you something. If they give Curry number 1 again, LeBron's going to be so upset.
Is he upset if they give it to Westbrook?
I think so.
I said that last week. LeBron, Westbrook's number 1.
LeBron believes that he's still number 1 in basketball.
Westbrook
is not
number 1.
He is.
Sorry. No, he's not.
I would put
the best player in the NBA. Are you fucking kidding me?
Westbrook?
Kid play basketball? Yeah.
Talk about a guy who can shoot you out of a game.
That's true.
Anybody can shoot you out of a game. Kevin Durant shot him out of the playoffs. What do you mean?
Yeah, but now Westbrook has this team on his own, and we don't know how he's going to be. He could actually be worse. He can actually have to chuck 40 shots a game.
We don't know.
I think he's going to be better. I think he's going to be all world. Again, you want to put some money up? I like Westbrook, too.
Absolutely. I think Durant has a better year than Russell Westbrook.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
No, Durant's numbers are going to go down.
They might go down, but he scores 28 points a game for every single year. So if it goes down to 25 or 24 points a game, he's still going to grab more rebounds because he's the tallest guy.
It's all about points. You got Westbrook and Oladipo in the backcourt. They're going to be turning the ball over and getting up court and dunking on motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, watch out.
Well, those assists that he had, you know, like when those triple-double years, like he scored like 15 triple-doubles or whatever, you know, a lot of that went to Durant. Those assists. So now where are those assists going to come from?
Going to go to other guys. They're going to go to Stacey, to Adams, and Cantor, because those guys can score. I don't know if you know
those are
players.
Those are low post players.
Enes Kanter's a beast.
Yeah, but they score. They score. That's where he's going to get his assists from.
Here's what. I think Russell Westbrook is going to average 29.5 points a game.
Yeah.
29.5.
Easily.
7 assists, 5 rebounds. 2 steals, MVP.
He's your MVP. I don't think he wins it.
He's your MVP. It becomes his team.
He deserved it last year, but he got hosed because of fucking Curry love.
Yeah. I mean, the NBA doesn't understand something. The Warriors' time is over. It's over.
Okay.
That's hard to say.
No, all right.
Have you seen them this preseason?
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Don't worry about it.
They're just beginning. They're going to win it this year.
This might be their only year. This might be their last year. But it's definitely not over.
I guarantee you.
Okay.
I guarantee you Steph Curry tears up that same knee that's been fucking him up for the last 2 years.
Okay, so they have Clay Thompson, Kevin Durant, and Draymond Green.
Okay. Let's see how Draymond and Kevin Durant get along. When it's me time.
They look good.
Okay.
They look
when good. It's me time. I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the preseason. I'm talking about me time. The last 5 minutes of a basketball game when you're up 5 or you're down 5. But, I want to see how that works.
But Draymond was never the guy that got the ball the last couple minutes of the game.
Okay. Because Steph Curry was there. If Steph Curry gets injured, if he gets injured,
it's not even a question. Or Klay Thompson.
And you'll see.
Exactly.
You will see something. You will see the inaccuracy of Kevin Durant once again.
I've yet to see it. He's been in the year for, what, ten years?
He knows how to finish games.
Don't worry about it.
How many times have we seen Kevin Durant, top of the key, kill teams in the end of the game situation?
All I know is that, a couple people here picked the Warriors to win the NBA championship.
It's true.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
No. So, that's all I know.
I'm not trying to pick them because they're the favorite, but they just have all the weapons.
I'm taking Cleveland again.
But that's what makes them the favorite. You know, like, they were the favorite last year, and they went and added, like, one of the greatest basketball players on earth. And how do you not... You know, they should open the season with negative odds to win the title.
They're probably 5-2.
Yeah.
They probably opened 5-2, which essentially, if you're a better, is negative odds. If it's anything below 3-1, there's not even a point in betting that. All right, man, we're going to let you go. We're going to go to football.
Guys, have a good one.
Feel good, brother.
Good luck to the Jets.
Yeah, please. Right.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Go away. All right. We got about 5 minutes left of this hour, so we'll do a little football, and we'll let it carry over as well. Let's do week 7 predictions.
We need, like, a song for this.
Giants game still tied, by the way.
10-10?
10-10.
Wow.
Jesus, that's a...
Powerful offense is there. What's Eli? What's Eli today?
Oh, very bad.
Oh, I got to know.
Someone tweeted some dude just sleeping and, like...
Eli is...
22 for 33, 167 yards.
One touchdown?
No touchdowns.
Really bad. No touchdown. It was an interception.
That's not really bad.
That is really bad.
That's not really bad. Mm. If we had a couple of interceptions, that's really bad. This is bad.
167 yards.
Donovan, you missed 7 powers today. So, there.
All right. So, let's begin. Saints at Chiefs. Kansas City gives 6.5? 6.5.
Yeah, 6.5. I think the Saints are really coming on, but Chiefs at home, I like. And Jamal Charles comes back. So I think Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
I took the Saints. Again, I'm in a spread league. So they cover the 6.5. I just don't see that happening. And like you said, the Saints are coming around, so I took the Saints.
Yeah, I'm not looking. I don't do the spreads, as you all know. So right. If you're gambling based on our predictions, oh, God help you.
Colts at Titans. Tennessee gives 3.5.
Still think Marcus Mariota is a bust. Andrew Luck, though, is not helping me any this year. And I have to start him this week because the Panthers are on bye. I'm going to go with the Colts because I need the Colts to win.
The Titans, man, they have been putting it together the last 2 weeks, especially Mariota. So he's been throwing 3 touchdowns a week.
Who'd they
play?
He's
also running them in.
Who'd they play?
Yeah, I know. He's not playing like he's playing like the Browns and the Dolphins or whatever. But the fact is, we have to play them too. So, but I honestly think Mariota, he has the skill set. His team seems to be better around him. He's got DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
They're at home. They're you know, the Colts suck. So I'll take the 3.5. I mean, I'll give it the 3.5.
I took the Colts, and I made this my super best bet of the week. I just think I like Andrew Luck today. No, flat out.
All right.
Vikings at Eagles. Minnesota gives 3.
Remember how we were all talking about how great Carson Wentz is? Yeah. The buck stops here. 4 picks today.
Whoa.
4 picks today.
Oh, boy.
The Vikings defense might be the best defense. It's better than the Broncos defense. I think it's better than last year. It's younger. It's younger. It's got more to prove. It's meaner. It's faster. I think the Vikings are going to torch the Eagles. And Sam Bradford having a great year.
Well, again, we've always said it's not that he sucked; he just couldn't stay healthy. What's the spread on that?
3.
So I took the Eagles.
Okay. If you're doing spread,
took the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean,
still 3 is not not a great spread in this game.
No, but they're giving 3, and they're the away team.
Sure.
That's the sort of the hitch in the whole thing. But I'll go with Vikings. They've just been rolling. You have to continue with the momentum.
Yeah, momentum is very important there.
Brown at Bengals. Cincinnati gives 11.
Just the color brown at the Bengals, apparently.
There's one player
named Brown.
And he's white.
And he's white. Barry Brown.
Brown versus Bengal. Who do you guys like?
White man.
I stayed away from this game.
This game sucks because the Browns are really bad. But the Bengals might be the most overhyped team in football. And I said it last week, I'll say it again this week, finally that bum Marvin Lewis is going to get fired this year. Finally.
After what, 10 years?
Yeah.
He's been on this team?
10 years, 9 in the playoffs, never won a playoff game.
No, he hasn't been in the playoffs all those years.
Yeah.
He missed a lot of...
No. Then Stephen A. Smith's wrong. No. 9 of 10 years, man.
Which wouldn't surprise me.
The guy's been in the playoffs 9 of 10 years, and he's never won a playoff game.
Well, yeah, I guess you got to go. I'm going to go Bengals because Browns really suck.
Browns really suck. I don't like that point spread.
This is a trap game.
Hey,
I told you last week that
you were right.
Steelers,
God,
that was a
damn
trap
you.
Game.
You were right.
Yeah. No, I think the Bengals can pull this out. I didn't take the game. I would stay away from it, but I would.
Yeah, the Browns are so bad. I'd take the Bengals. And now the Browns are going to win 35-7.
Redskins at Lions. Washington gives 1.
In your sleepy time game, we have the Washington racial slurs, as Lebatard calls them, against the Lions. Stafford's been coming on.
Yes, he has.
Kirk Cousins. I was wrong again about Cousins. It's hard with him, man. One week he's great, 1 week he's terrible, and then 3 weeks he's great, and 2 weeks he's terrible. What do you do with the guy? I'm going to take the Redskins.
I took the Redskins.
I'm going to take the Lions at home. Stafford has he's been figuring it out, and they're not a bad team. They've lost close games. Like, I think 2 of them were, those losses were close. So, I think...
Yeah, okay, so we have 30 seconds to the end of this hour. Just to let you guys know, we're coming back for the next hour. We're going to finish our predictions, and then we're going to go into a lot of movie talk, a lot of Oscar talk. So there's about 20 seconds left. I'm just going to just stand here, and we're going to babble for the last 19 seconds. How are you guys feeling? You feeling good?
Here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I don't think we've said it.
Oh, yeah, pledge $1.50 if you want to hear more of this.
No, I said if you want to be
diddled in a parking lot. Oh, you want to be diddled in a parking lot? You want to be touched?
Contract is 3,
can I touch
right?
you? Oh, yeah. You're a nasty woman.
I love this accent you've given me.
He's shaking.